is a constant refrain that flicks on the light on the wall, opens the box out of which pours all your stored trance experience and memories. Every time you felt a little tingly or wondered, am I in trance? Am I not in trance? Well, you are. If you're following along and following with my voice, and if you've been following it to its conclusion, and certainly if you've been tensing and easing your body and allowing fatigue to build up in the musculature, bodily fatigue assists me. A little bit of arousal assists me. An enjoyment of hypnosis fetish in the first place definitely assists me and assists you. There are parts of your brain that do get deeper, tinglier, more relaxed and easy down. And that's okay. But there are also parts of you that are like, how is that trick done? The same as any of us at the magic show. Well, in this case, I've told you. I've told you outright, and I've told you relaxing things alongside it, things that slip past the guard, because when you're trying to acquire the words I am saying, there are inevitably slightly more of them than you would expect, and therefore some of the words I am saying also slip past your guard and into your mind, words like relax, words like sleep. Words like night-night pet, a little deeper, a little further, deeper breathing, feeling your body caught in its tensions, feeling your body caught in the trap of tensing, relaxing, until eventually tensing is quite impossible, and the only thing that can be done is to drift deeper and relax. And if you were using the fact that you could still tense your body as an anchor to keep you at least slightly awake, then when that option is no longer available, wouldn't it be reasonable that you could sink into a deluge of half-waking sleep, where what I say hangs around, and night-night pet is all you've found to hold on to, is the only phrasing that remains, is the only thing that remains, and words and thoughts may indeed slip dreamlike from your head, but you will be left there resting upon a bed of trance and simple, lighted ideas that flow inside your head, that instruct you, make you tingle and follow and drift and drip, and those things are appropriate, those things are right for this moment. Your mind is right for this moment, has the right keys, the right thoughts, the right kind of escape and pleasure and listening and drifting. And the more of that you do, the more you get wrapped up in what I say, the more you get to feel. That's just it. The price of admission is that you do certain little things to your own body and brain, and you've willingly done them in listening again and again, in allowing me to introduce into your system thoughts worth thinking, things worth doing, ideas and concepts that play themselves out over your body and brain when they are imposed, toolboxes of connected, idealized thought that flow from ideas like, well, tensing my body makes me feel relaxed, maybe I should do that. Well, focusing on her words makes me feel relaxed, maybe I should do that. Small maybes that adjust your system. Little hypotheses that you test by trying to go deep. And the further deep you go, the more you narrow in on what makes you in particular feel pleasure and relaxation. But there's a secret. Rapport helps anybody trance out. Trusted words, a night-night pet purred into your brain. These things will actually help almost anyone go under if you're trusting the person you're listening to, and you're used to them as your evening diversion. So all the times you've listened to me and let my words fill your head, and your mind adapt to my words, you've really been instructing your own body in how best to go deep the rapport way, the guided, connected way, which is separate and different from just picking up little habits that are good for relaxing. And it is about learning to let go, but having someone else there to guide you means when you let go, there will still be an interesting evening ahead of you, still be an interesting flow of ideas and concepts. And as those ideas flow across your brain, you are fed new information that can be utilized for greater pleasure, for further, deeper, sinking, dripping bliss that fills your head and your body. And when your body's eventually full up with the right ideas, the right flow, then you get to feel it. You get to feel a little fuzzy, a little hazy. And that's all right. Right now, there's nothing you have to do.